7 after the hour. Doug Steffens' Good Day program. More stimulating talk radio. Don't you like it when they say that? More stimulating.
More stimulating than what? That's your question.
Than watching popcorn pop.
Or a BMW motorcycle.
That's pretty stimulating.
Right, it is.
But a poke in the eye.
Yeah, right.
A poke in the eye.
Well, that's an Italian expression.
So we have Roberta.
Better than a poke in the eye.
The Italian here. And let's see, Heather, who's Irish, I guess. Have you?
I am not a bit Irish.
What are you?
English? German, French, and Mohawk Indian.
All right, Mohawk Indian. That's
Mohawk
right.
Mohawk Indian. Mohawk
right. Indian. Richard McFadden.
Yeah, I'm the Irish guy.
Yeah, he's the Irish guy. And Jennifer's got some Irish in her, too.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know about Anne Marie.
Irish and Czech.
I know they have Boomer in them.
Hungarian,
right. It's the Boomer Brides visiting with us. And our focus is Oprah Winfrey, who was kicked off. She no longer controls her own network. Yesterday, the board of directors and the lenders took her out of control so that she no longer, it's the own network without the owner.
Ooh.
Because she could have financed this herself, but she decided not to. She went for investors who thought, wow, this is great. We can invest in another great Oprah property and all become jillionaires, except they've lost their butt. And therefore, yesterday voted to take control of the network away from her, at which point she broke down and cried. So I guess it's...
How does everybody feel about the stumble by Oprah?
I don't know, but see, she's been too... What really this points out is how superficial we all are. People think just because she had a successful, extraordinarily successful, influential, important talk program for 24 years, that automatically that would translate into, okay, we'll do 24 hours of programming, sort of the same. And it doesn't work that way. I don't think this is a blow against her. I think her ego, I mean, a lot of people are trying, as usual, to read things into this.
She's sitting down having a glass of wine going, I'm still a gajillionaire.
Right.
I think she's very devastated. I think that ego, that ego likes to be stroked. And I think this is very unusual territory for Oprah Winfrey. To be a loser?
You know what?
Happened to Oprah.
I'll buy somebody to come stroke my ego for 14 hours a day.
What I wanted to know is a lot of people are, happy about it, like to see, the mighty fall.
That's
exactly right.
Like
Facebook.
It's all Mark Zuckerberg all over again, isn't it? People were like, oh, good, Facebook didn't make it.
Moron. But what happened to Oprah, what happened to Zuckerberg.
Yeah.
But you can see it when Bill Clinton had his trouble.
Yep,
when anybody who's well-known has a problem, it's, isn't that great? I want a piece of that. And so what does that say about the human psyche?
Well, I think people covet by their nature. People want what others have. I mean, I'm not talking about all of us here, but a majority, let's say, of people would rather have more money or more fame or more something. And when that more falls, it's like, okay, well, now we're more on even ground. I feel better.
And I honestly the reason I kind of felt that way with Zuckerberg, I don't know how I feel about Oprah, but because I like her a lot. But the reason I felt that way about Zuckerberg is I couldn't buy any Facebook stock.
Well, here's the way.
You're lucky.
I read this.
Well, as it turns out, I'm lucky. But
here's the way. Let me throw this out there, and you think about what it is that we are so consumed with doing. What's there, back to the human psyche question, what is there about success? It's the same thing as the class war that's going on in our society. The rich need to pay more taxes. We don't like the rich, blah, blah, blah. I mean, it's so specious and foolish, unthoughtful. As a matter of fact, it borders on being ridiculous. People don't think these things through. They take the venal sort of superficial approach to these things. And it's all about me versus them. Mark Zuckerberg doesn't know who you are. And Oprah Winfrey doesn't know who you are. You may know who they are through their own challenges, their own work. They've created opportunity. They've created something that certainly is far better than not having had Oprah around. She's done a lot of good for a lot of people. Zuckerberg, no matter how you slice it, has done a lot of good for a lot of people, has connected people, helped people find each other, has made money for people. There's very little bad, although I'm wondering deciding, because of our poll today at DougStephan.com, whether or not having a Facebook for children under 12 is a great idea. But in the main, communication is always better. It may be silly. The Twitter stuff I find to be far less valuable than Facebook because it's just about stupid stuff for the most part.
No, it's not.
Well, I find it to be that. That's my rendering of it. So you may disagree with me, but I find
Twitter... I don't think that you've been exposed to the valuable stuff.
I just went to the store to buy prunes. Sure. You know, who cares whether somebody just went to the store to buy prunes?
That's only what people who don't know what Twitter is think Twitter is.
So I'm now an ignoramus. But that's
about Twitter, yeah. Absolutely, you are. And it's not a bad thing.
I'm happy to be an ignoramus about something anyway.
You're an ignoramus if you call something stupid that you don't know about. You're an ignoramus.
And I'm an ignoramus. Yes. Okay. All right. So having said that, ladies, do you not agree? This is for all the ladies, Heather and Roberta and Jennifer and Anne Marie and Janet. The essence of taking people down, there is something about that. Instead of you going out and being motivated to achieve on your own, for whatever the reason, most of it is laziness. Not all of it, but most of it is, I don't really want to put the effort into it. So why would you denigrate somebody like Oprah, who's worked probably, I'm guessing, 14, 16 hours a day incessantly over the years that this program was a success? And the same for Zuckerberg. And I think it was Neil Bortz, who I was reading part of his a speech to Texas A&M on graduation. One of the things that he pointed out was that people are not successful who work 8 hours a day, for the most part. It just doesn't happen. Look at you, Anne Marie and Janet. You run a business. I'm betting you work, both of you, minimum 10, 12 hours a day, if not more.
Yeah, while I love my work and I'm grateful for my work and I've always really been very fortunate to do work that I love, I also had kids and that was my priority, really and truly.
Yeah.
And I don't know how you keep it in perspective. I'm not a coveter, but I do, you know, look at an Oprah and look at a Zuckerberg and think, whoa. And it's not about me wanting to work that hard. It's like, how do you get to that level? And what do you have to sacrifice to get to that level?
There are plenty of sacrifices, and many of them are not good. You don't have a life, and you ought not to have, if you're a Zuckerberg or Oprah, at least chose not to have a family, which was whatever her reason for doing it. It seemed to be practical. Zuckerberg is married now, and maybe he'll have a family. Steve Jobs, his wife, said he was a horrible father.
God, he was a horrible.
Yeah. And not a great husband either.
Bill Gates, who succeeded and seemed to keep it all in place.
Yeah, but you know what? Bill Gates has had plenty of things that have gone on with him that the public doesn't know about that happen to people who can. I guess if you can, you do in some circumstances.
I think that it basically boils down, I don't know if I'm right or wrong, but my gut feeling says it boils down to jealousy. I think people, by their nature, are jealous of other people's success.
That's true.
And I think the best example is they're too lazy to go out and get it themselves, so they think somebody should take from them and give it to me.
So that's why we want more taxes, to take taxes away from the rich so we can pay people who don't want to do anything nothing.
Or too stupid. You know what? At some point in your life, you have to say, you know what? That guy's smarter than I am.
Right. And I got to live with that and accept
him.
That.
And I respect him.
Or he's more talented than I am.
Right.
And
now, how do
I do it?
And then you have to go, how do I become as smart as him?
Right.
Well, you don't have to, but if you're smart, you do. How do I achieve that? How do I make... You see, if you believe spiritually that God has created abundance, and there is abundance in everything, whether it's abundance in terms of money, in terms of love, in terms of expression, in terms of being, there's an abundance there.
But there's
in,
also
in nature.
God has created not a rule, but against greed.
Well,
so how do you weigh abundance?
It's what
and
you
greed?
Do. It's how you take that abundance that you have and apply it to the rest of your fellow mankind. Whether you do it all, I mean, there's nothing wrong with having some fancy cars around, but if you hoard it and you don't use it And one of the things that's part of the principle of abundance is recirculation, is keeping it going, keeping it flowing,
yeah,
keeping it out
there.
You've
always had this philosophy.
I have always had that
real quick.
Well, it, basically, if you have it, you use it. If you, it's almost the same as, what is it, what's the expression? Don't use it, you'll lose it or something.
Yeah.
What is it? What's the
if you don't use it,
you lose it.
Right, yeah. And I think that's what happens when it comes to abundance. I think you need to keep. And by the way, it isn't just about money. I used to reference love. If you have an abundance of love to give, then it is appropriate for you to be loving and helpful. There are lots of people, I think about this in terms of dogs, for example, adopting dogs, helping people adopt dogs, helping dogs to survive. You know, that sort of thing is part of the nature of goodness, which is, as sad as it is, the news media takes a lot of stuff and twists around. There's far more good than there is evil. There's far more positive news and things going on than there isn't, but yet we keep focusing. I mean, I looked at this, the four of the five main headlines this morning were about murder.
I tried to, I was on Yahoo yesterday and tried to take a screenshot of the headlines.
Yeah.
Because of the 10 headlines, seven of them were about somebody being killed or dying or something like that.
How does that help you in your life? How does that make your life better? And if you notice, Oprah's shows were very infrequently about any of this sort of thing. Oprah's shows were always positive, uplifting, helpful.
Are you saying that that's good or bad?
I think it's wonderful. I think
but she got buried on channel 3052.
Well, nobody's watching.
I'm talking about her daily. I'm talking about her daily show, which she used to do for 24 years. Yeah. What's going on OWN is, in fact, I think, in part, it is a representation of how much stuff there is there, and how, never mind OWN, how many channels, I mean, how many people can
find it?
Watch
right,
Al Gore's channel.
This has nothing to do with Oprah. This has the fact to do that she invested in a channel called Discovery Health. And no one, did you ever watch Discovery Health before it became the Oprah Winfrey channel?
No,
you did not.
She couldn't
and it's
find
not
it.
Even available on a basic tier, so I don't even get the Oprah Winfrey channel because I have chosen to spend my cable money getting basic cable, basic digital cable, and HBO. I chose not to get the advanced digital packages. So now you have to pay extra to get Oprah. And with this economy, you may love Oprah, but are you going to pay an extra 10, 15 bucks a month to see her? No, probably not.
It was not well thought out. It was it was not a well thought out program. Anybody,
and she admits it.
Well, I mean, but Jennifer just hit the nail on the head. It's because nobody can find it. It's not available to the masses, whereas her daily program is available on all terrestrial television.
In the first 10 channels.
And
that's
and
a big deal.
You could even if you could find it, the programming was so woeful. Like, you know, Ryan and Tatum O'Neill, Shania Twain and the Judds. Even if you could find it, why would you?
Right. It's all about the fact that we are over inundated with stimulation, and the kind of stimulation that is available is banal. It just is nothing exciting, nothing to it. And so, I mean, it's the same thing all the networks are confronting now. How do we create something new that's better than what we had before to get listeners away from whoever else is out there programming the same stuff? It's almost impossible to reinvent the wheel and recreate stuff. That's why you see the same stuff sort of recycled over and over and over and over and over again. Anyway,
do you think Oprah and her and the network execs thought that everybody would just follow her?
I think if they did, they were foolish. But anyway, she ought to go back to the regular show she did before. The Boomer Broad stimulating us, Anne Marie and Janet. Thank you, ladies. 21 after.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption, absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. TerraGanix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
Love gardening but don't love seeing your hard work destroyed by wildlife? Then use the number one most effective deer and rabbit repellent you can buy, PlantSkid. PlantSkid repellent protects gardens, trees, and landscaping by emitting an odor that browsing animals associate with predators. So animals avoid plants before they nibble, not after. PlantSkid is made in the U.S. from non-toxic, 100% organic, environment, and pet-friendly ingredients. Other repellents wash off in the rain. Not PlantSkid. It's guaranteed to outlast all other repellents. PlantSkid was the first animal repellent to be OMRI-listed organic and now comes in liquid spray, powder concentrate, or easy-to-use granular. Just sprinkle around your garden. For proven protection from deer, rabbits, squirrels, and other small rodents, use PlantSkid. Member tested and recommended by the National Home Gardening Club. Find a dealer near you at PlantSkid.com. That's PlantSkyDD.com. Ask about our new vole repellent when you call 800-252-6051. That's 800-252-6051. PlantSkid. Proven plant protection. Guaranteed. Or your money back.
What's the coolest video on the web today?
See it today and every day
at DougStephan.com.
Have a Sal and Ray Shun. Birthdays for June 5th include Freddie Stone, one of the Sly's boys, Sylvester Stone, known as Sly, with his family. They're just everyday people. Freddie Stone, born this day 1946, so he is, what is he, 66 today? Crank this up, Richie. Great stuff.
Singers. I was so disappointed when they got together for the Grammys a few years back.
He's gone, the man.
Just gone.
Happy birthday to Laurie Anderson, who is a singer. I'm not sure that I know a whole lot about her. I don't know that we even have her.
Let me ask you something.
What?
Yeah, okay, thank you. You just made my point.
Thank you.
You have these birthdays on your little list, and you're like, I'm not really sure who this person is.
Well, sometimes I do, and sometimes I don't. I thought maybe somebody would help me, but you decided that no one was going
to
help me.
Right, or you have to spend 4 minutes explaining who the person is.
So we have to explain Kenny G or not?
We can just laugh.
Not that loose.
56 today, Kenny G.
The subtle sounds of Songbird on the Good Day Show.
No. This is music for the after hours. I would like you all to find someone that you'd love to
brandy.
Look at.
Jennifer has sent us an email saying that she's found her true love in life.
Yes, she has.
Courvoisier. Yeah. Mr. Courvoisier.
The problem is, he's a bottle of wine.
Yes.
I know.
Very nice. All right, so this is Kenny G. We got that. Leslie Hendricks, Dr. Elizabeth Rogers on Law and Order. I don't remember her. You want to remember her?
I don't.
Now, what are we playing?
The show.
All right, next. You didn't watch Law and Order?
No.
Never?
I never did either. Oh,
you're
my
kidding.
Gosh.
How could you never watch Law and Order?
I mean, it's part of the cultural.
At some point, you have to wake up on the couch.
Yeah.
At some point, you have to wake up on the couch and Law and Order is on.
Right.
Nope.
Do you realize that one of the Law and Order franchises are the mainstay of four different cable channels?
Yes,
There are 1,400 episodes of the various Law & Order shows.
Well, it's kind of a joke. It's a joke in New York City that if you've been an extra or you've been an under five or
you've
something
been,
like that
right.
on Law & Order, you don't even put it on your resume.
Really?
It's like, duh.
Everybody's been on Law & Order.
Everybody's been on Law & Order.
Right. Marky Mark.
No.
It's not Marky Mark.
Oh, yeah, this is Brian McKnight.
Yes,
it is.
All right.
I trash-talked him in a bar once, and I totally beat him at that little video trivia game. Ah, take that, Brian McKnight. Smackdown.
Brian McKnight is 43 today. Now it's time for Marky Mark.
Now we're talking.
Yeah. Marky Mark and the Funky Bunch.
Hello, baby. Hello, baby.
So I was doing a television show once, and I somehow, mother, I'm trying to remember what I how I got to the reference of Marky Mark or this woman.
I don't know, but Johnny D's on my backup. Yeah. Drug free.
Yeah. Mark Wahlberg's only 41. I thought he was older than that.
No, he's a youngie.
Yeah.
Brother to Donnie Wahlberg from New Kids on the Block and Big Lust. They've turned into quite the actors, these boys.
Yeah, they have. Both of them. Donnie is the main, one of the mainstay Reagan family members on Blue Bloods.
Yes, he
is. A great Friday night television program.
Bad the Vibrations are good life country.
They were bad.
They were
bad. Really bad.
He beat a one guy so bad he lost his eye. I mean,
it'll happen.
I think Mark Wahlberg was in jail, spent time
he
in jail.
Was. He was in jail and then went back and apologized to the guy and bought him a house or something like that.
All right, Pete Wentz with Fall Out Boy, 33 today. Chad Allen, actor from St. Elsewhere, Webster, Dr. Quinn, medicine woman, born this day, 1974.
Actor.
I'd like to have Webster on your resume.
You
I would love it, actually.
28 past the hour on Good Day.
Coffee and a bagel, $8. Movie tickets, $30. Tank of gas, $80. I can't control how much I pay for a lot of things, but when it comes to entertainment, Dish gives me all the channels I love at the right price. I call that cost control. With promotional prices starting at just $19.99 a month for 12 months, it's the best deal in entertainment. Call 1-888-770-DISH. That's 1-888-770-3474. Limited time offers subject to change without notice. 24-month agreement required. Cancellation fee and other restrictions apply. Call for details.
Did you know you could earn a transfer discount just by switching your motorcycle policy over to GEICO? And if you already insure your car with GEICO, you could even get a multi-policy discount. I've always wondered what it's like to ride a motorcycle, to ride my steel horse across the land, fighting crime alongside a tall brunette, Francesca. Sorry, my mind went to a strange place there. Where was I? All the GEICO motorcycle discounts. Right.
Call GEICO or visit GEICO.com today to see how much our discounts could save you.
With over 900,000 products and 31 product categories, some people would say Grainger has everything but the kitchen sink. Of course, those people would be wrong, because sinks are among the over 900,000 products Grainger offers to help keep your business up and running, along with belt sanders, baseboard heaters, duct tape, tissue paper, reversible air drills, and, well, you get the idea. Most everything. For super fast access to Grainger's over 900,000 products, call clickgrainger.com or stop by a branch today. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
500 new business cards. That's 500 first impressions.
At Staples, we know your business printing is important.
30 copies of a killer proposal. 30 yeses to a career-changing deal.
So Staples certified print pros make sure it's perfect.
One new store sign, thousands of new shoppers.
Great business printing can be the difference between making a sale and missing one. For a limited time, buy 200 instant business cards and get 200 free. Order in-store or at staples.com/instant. Staples Instant Printing. Get
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Attention, mindless criminals, thugs, and thieves. Go ahead, break a leg. American homeowners are fed up with your door kick-ins and forced entries. We now dare you to try your boot against any door reinforced with the Door Sentinel. The Door Sentinel pack includes a steel door jam plate with 3.5-inch screws, a lock shield, and hinge shields. The Door Sentinel installs in minutes, securing any front, side, or back doors, even French doors. Criminals, be forewarned, your leg will break before the Door Sentinel will budge. Even if you have an alarm system, back it up with the Door Sentinel. Basic products starting under $20. Order your Door Sentinel today for your home, garage, or any building you own or rent at MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com or call 678-648-6757. That's 678-648-6757. Get your peace of mind back with Door Sentinel. The Door Sentinel. Always on guard.
The summer specials are on at HHA, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at HerbalHealer.com. And new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Liquid CalMag vitamin D and organic iodine. CoQ10 with Hawthorne. Colon Enhancer, Super 2. Natural Laxative, our exceptional product Tonicsin. Memory Power and Super Male and Femplex, all on sale for summer at HerbalHealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course. Information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
Attention! Information in this one-minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any need-to-know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com, civilian emergency dispatch system. Peace through preparedness.
Time is 33 after the hour. The Doug Steffen Good Day program. Heather Bachman, Rich McFadden, Jennifer Horn, Roberta Fasanelli, and Uri Geller is here with us from England, where the Queen has marked her diamond jubilee with that big flotilla. You live on the River Thames, so I'm wondering how close you got to this celebration, all these thousand vessels that went down the river in London. That must have been kind of a cool thing.
Yeah, very cool thing. Because we live right on the bank of the River Thames, many, many boats passed our house non-stop, starting, 3 days ago with amazing decorations and, you know, white and blue flags and red, and it was really very festive. I did not go to London. I prefer to watch it on television. So right now, as we speak, the Queen is being driven in an amazing, what can we call it, a royal couch, or it's the coach is so old, it must be 200 years of age, and it's open, and it's drizzling. And I find that fascinating that they could have taken any coach, but she preferred to be driven along from the Parliament through the Pall Mall to Buckingham Palace, totally in an open, you know, environment. So the rain is falling upon them. They've just arrived, and there are tens of thousands, maybe hundreds of thousands of people lined up the streets, all cheering for her.
Yeah, it's
so
interesting.
It's very, very happy times in England now. Yesterday, the concert was astonishing. With these high gadgetry and projection onto Buckingham Palace. It was just so fascinating. I've never ever seen anything of this nature before.
It's really interesting that so many people there and in the world are fascinated and follow the Queen and the royal family, that sort of thing. And that there are so many people in England, you have lived there for a long time, choosing to live there rather than your native Israel, and also in New York where and America where you've lived. I am with you. There are a lot of times that I wish that I were in England. There's something about the spirit is something about, I mean, you were mentioning, I think, last week to us how it's convenient for a lot of the work that you do, and I think that's true. It's a real hub. But there's something about the, I don't know what it is, whether it's the energy, the aura, and with you, because you're all about energy, it may be that that's one of the things. And I know, staying in your house as many times as I have, there is a great feeling that one gets about any place. We used to, when Tony and I first started going to England, we were a little village where we would stay with these people that were very close to Tony. And from the moment I was there, I felt something that's so special that you don't get any place else in Europe or anywhere else that I've ever been, frankly. There's something about England.
And, you know, I've been living in my village for close to 30 years now. The village is called Sonning-on-Thames. It's about, 1,000 years old.
Yep.
And it's so festive. Every house and every cottage, you know, they decorated their gardens, the trees, the windows with the British flag. It's just amazing how much affection and love they have towards the Queen. And let's face it, Doug, she's just an incredible woman.
Yeah, she's done a lot. But that's sort of what has happened. I mean, I'm not going to praise England because through its history it's done a lot of bad things. But as it is now, as a place, as a source of sort of goodness, there has been a lot of great music that's come out of England. There's a lot of passion for the traditions there. Maybe we just feel it because we're closer to them than we are anybody else because of the language thing. But I don't know.
No, I mean, basically, we're born from.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Right. Yeah.
England,
they weren't our friends, nor were they ours. We didn't like much about each other 300 years ago. But that's
so, Curry, I mean, does anybody ever focus on some of the negative things like the high tax rates and, you know, is the Queen separate from politics or do they see the Queen as...
She's totally separate from politics and...
So they yell at the Prime Minister, but the Queen is just up on this pedestal and everybody, it's just...
Yeah, but it's not just up on a pedestal. The royalty brings in billions and billions of dollars into this country.
I mean, I
watched so many Americans who came all from all over America.
Oh, it's all over television.
Los Angeles, Chicago, New York, Florida to watch this parade.
Yeah.
Incredible. And, you know, another thing that I'm pretty occupied with this morning, I'm getting emails about a video. And if you all Google Uri Geller moves a football with his mind, there is a big competition, football, soccer competition in Europe. It's called Euro 2012. And a few years ago, I was asked to help England beat Scotland. And I was hovering in a helicopter beside Wembley.
Yeah, I remember
and
this.
I looked out of the window and I could see the players tiny, but I heard the match in my ears because I was wearing headphones. And when I heard that the Scottish striker Gary McAllister got a penalty, I knew I had to do something. And when he put the ball down to kick a penalty, I screamed in the helicopter, 1, 2, 3, move! And the ball moved away from his foot. He missed the penalty. England won. And I received over 10,000 hate letters from Scotland. But I was looking for this footage for all these years because you can see footage of the game, but yeah, I knew that there were cameras filming the ball moving. And the BBC just came out with the most shocking moments of the Euro matches. And lo and behold, there it is. A camera was filming the ball very close up. And it's an amazing piece, and I urge everyone to watch this video.
It does. The ball just rolls like, I don't know, 3, 4, 5 inches all by itself.
Yeah, and this never happens because in a penalty, you have a dip, actually. The ball is lodged into a dent in the ground, in the grass. And this was really a shocking moment. I just couldn't believe that I managed to do it, call it, you know, psychokinesis, call it mind power, call it whatever you want to call it, but you can't debunk it.
The video I'm watching just shows all the reaction from the Scots.
So you can imagine I'm being inundated by emails asking me whether England is going to hire me once again because the Euro is beginning next week.
Yeah, there's a lot of that. You've had a lot of influence over your life on people motivationally. I'm reminded of what Kierkegaard said once as it applies to you. Life has its own hidden forces, which only you can discover. You can discover what's in you. You have to tap in it. And there are very few people in the world who are as close to being able to help you do that as Uri Geller. I think that is, I mean, it's really amazing.
Thank you.
When I was a kid,
everyone out there, watch this video because it is astonishing.
It's amazing. It's on YouTube.
Next week.
Just put in Uri Geller moves football and you'll see it. Uri, when I was a kid, I tried to, you know, you lay a penny down, or you're just sitting there at the kitchen table, and it's quiet, and you just see something, an M&M or something, and you try to move.
Yep.
Right. But, of course, work. I don't have the brain power to make it work.
Well, maybe you do. You just haven't unlocked it yet.
Can you do it at will, Uri? If you were to put a feather down on a table in front of you, or not a feather, a penny or an M&M, could you do this at will, or
maybe I could. I have to try this. Maybe next week we'll all try to do it together. How's that?
Yeah, that'd be cool.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, Dougie. Thanks very much, and I'll see you all next week.
All right, talk to you later. Uri Geller, URIGELLER. That's where you were watching the video, Richie, right?
Yep.
Yeah. There's also the YouTube way of looking at
but
that.
No, I'm watching it on YouTube.
You are?
Yeah, if you just search Uri Geller moves football on YouTube, it shows up. Pretty much, the ball just moves just before, as the guy's leg is going back.
I'm
to kick
watching it.
The ball moves about 3 inches, just enough so that he kicks it in a different direction, and the goalie's able to stop it.
They're sort of making fun of him at the beginning of the video by bending spoons.
Right.
Not like he does it; they're just bending spoons. Uri doesn't bend them by bending them; he just touches them, and they bend. But there's always Uri always has something going on. There's always something at his website. There's always something that he's doing. Always something that people are intrigued by, and that's what keeps people like Uri Geller. That's why people are talking about him, because he's always got something else that cooks.
You search Uri on YouTube, and half of the videos will be amazing. Half of the videos will be James Randi exposes Uri Geller.
Right. Yeah.
Uri Geller loses his temper on a spoon.
Right.
Uri Geller trying to bash Uri.
Yeah.
But let me tell you something. There's 1,000 videos of Uri on YouTube.
Yeah. I have found that seeing is believing for me. And I've seen him do it 100 times.
When he handed me, I brought the spoon from my house when I knew it was coming in.
Yeah.
And this is a big, honking, thick piece of metal. I didn't get some wimpy teaspoon. And for 10 seconds, he just touched this thing and then handed me the spoon back, and it bent in my hands while I was holding it and watching it.
Yeah, very funny.
When I take the spoon with my two hands, it would be hard to bend this thing.
Yeah.
I have no idea how he did it.
It is energy. It's a certain kind of
It wasn't
energy.
A magic trick, I can tell you that.
Yeah. No, it's not a trick. But it is all about energy. But you're right. You go to all of these things. You go, you're not supposed to get it. It's not, it's
no,
not.
No, I want to get it. Irks me that I don't understand how he did this.
Too bad. I mean, the same thing of why the ball moves and telling that story. I'm watching, 1, 2, 3, move! And it moved. Yeah. 15 before the hour on Good Day.
All multivitamins claim to be complete, but when you read the label, you're often only getting the basics. A dozen nutrients here, a dozen nutrients there, which is why I take Centrum. Only Centrum goes beyond, providing key essential nutrients and more. With quality ingredients, so I know I'm at my best. And it's backed by over 30 years of science. Centrum, always your most complete.
Tummy troubles? Digestive Advantage can help. It supports your digestive health now and later. Here's how it works. First, a drug-free ingredient immediately begins to target your specific digestive needs. Then, with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support. Choose the Digestive Advantage dual-action formula that targets your digestive needs. Gas, constipation, lactose intolerance, and intensive bowel support. Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage from Schiff.
Some nights I can't get to sleep. Some nights I can't stay asleep. With Unisom, I can do both.
Unisom sleep tabs are clinically proven to help you fall asleep 33% faster and keep you asleep longer, so you get a more restful night's sleep. Made with an ingredient not found in other leading sleep aids, Unisom sleep tabs are safe and non-habit forming. Just one pill takes the uncertainty out of bedtime, giving you the sleep you need.
So I wake up ready to go.
Unisom sleep tabs. Fall asleep faster. Sleep longer.
The heart health benefits are enormous. Thankfully, the MegaRed soft gel is not. MegaRed 100% pure omega-3 krill oil from Schiff. Just one small MegaRed per day supports your heart health. And unlike fish oil soft gels, MegaRed soft gels are easy to swallow with no fishy smell or aftertaste. Big heart health benefits. One small soft gel. MegaRed omega-3 krill oil from Schiff.
500 new business cards. That's 500 first impressions.
At Staples, we know your business printing is important.
30 copies of a killer proposal. 30 yeses to a career-changing deal.
So Staples certified print pros make sure it's perfect.
One new store sign, thousands of new shoppers.
Great business printing can be the difference between making a sale and missing one. For a limited time, buy 200 instant business cards and get 200 free. Order in-store or at staples.com/instant. Staples Instant Printing. Get it made today. Staples. That was easy.
99.9% of the Grainger products you order are shipped the same day. And 99% of our customers think that's great. But if you're part of the 1% minority that thinks this is too fast, here are some ways you can slow us down. Talk slower on the phone. Order in a language only you understand. Have your order shipped to a houseboat, then move the houseboat. Or my personal favorite, order a trillion of something. For super fast access to Grainger's over 900,000 products, call clickgrainger.com or stop by a branch today. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
All right, cement's been floated. Hey, Flo, it's time to...
pretend we're celebrities getting our stars?
No, it's time to trowel.
Oh, yeah, trowel. Definitely.
You want to write your name in it, don't you?
Maybe just a smiley face?
All right.
Insuring your business vehicles with Progressive is like having Flo on the road with you. 24/7 live support, online bill pay, and expert claims. Now that's Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. United Financial Casualty Company and Affiliates.
Ow! Ow!
Ow!
Just stubbed.
I was just going to say, you stubbed your toe.
Ow!
Ow!
Yeah, actually, I was interested in listening to... the conversation, we've been threatening to do this for years, somehow or other.
What's that?
There are four or five things that we've been talking about for years doing, and we don't ever follow through them. We always have a great radio program, but the things behind the scenes that make a better program for those who are enlisted, if you will.
You keep
like edgier content.
And you make it sound like we don't do it because we're lazy. Mm. I don't do it because...
it's against the law.
I think bad things would come if... we released some of the background tapes.
Maybe, but maybe not all of them.
Right.
We do some of them.
Jennifer's...
Roberta is the problem.
Roberta is a real problem.
I'm the problem?
Yeah, of course you're the problem. Absolutely you're the problem.
I can't air anything Roberta says off air.
I mean, I might as well have be in a hotel room with a window open and a microphone down on the street.
I'm from New York.
At the shipyard in New York.
Yeah, exactly. Roberta Fascinelli, longshoreman. Yeah. So,
not that bad.
No.
We've just been looking at the helicopter cat, which is kind of fun.
The flying dead helicopter. Go to YouTube and search.
This is all day this has been going on.
Helicopter. Since for about 2 hours, and Jen told me about it.
And the only disruption in this thread has been Uri with his the helicopter that went to the game, and he was thinking.
I almost asked him if it made it was made out of his cat, but I refrained. I did.
50 minutes past the hour, 10 before the new hour. On Good Day.
Thank you.
Today's Gold Bond Rescue Mission, working down a sweat. I'm on a construction site with Jack.
Hey, how you doing?
It's another hot day, and as always, he's in work boots.
After sweating in these for 12 hours, man, my feet itch.
That's why I'm giving Jack Gold Bond foot powder. The Max Strength Cooling Menthol controls odor, absorbs moisture, and relieves itching.
Wow, that's some serious cooling.
And how about those dogs? Drying comfortable?
Extremely. Thanks, Jimmy.
Think Gold Bond. It's the worst.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. In February of 2011, although he filled posts in the State Department for more than 2 years, Obama did not fill the post of Religious Freedom Ambassador, an official that works against religious persecution across the world. He filled it only after heavy pressure from the public and from Congress. We'd like to help you to understand how these things are affecting you and will affect you in the near future by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now.
Hey, meat eaters! The freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dried guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes 6 number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every meat eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our 1 year plus meat eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the freeze dry guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
When you hear the word recall, you normally think about product recall, but this is something else. I'm David Weiss, and this is news that matters. The recall we're talking about here is a recall election. Voters go to the polls today in Wisconsin to decide on whether to recall their governor, Republican Scott Walker. The recall challenge was prompted by Walker's hardline stance on collective bargaining rights for state employees. There are two opinion polls showing Walker with a lead of 3 percentage points over his Democratic challenger, Milwaukee Mayor Tom Barrett. Governor Walker says the state's employers are in favor of his reforms.
2 years ago, when I ran for governor, only 10% of our employers surveyed thought that Wisconsin was heading the right direction. That same survey a couple months ago was conducted for 2012. 94% of our employers said Wisconsin was heading the right direction.
And what does his Democratic challenger, Mayor Tom Barrett, have to say? Well, on CNN's State of the Union this past weekend, the mayor expressed confidence he will unseat the current governor in this recall election.
You've got a sitting governor, the only governor in this country who has a legal defense fund, all this outside money. This is Wisconsin values versus outside influence.
Let's hear from some others. Wisconsin's Lieutenant Governor Rebecca Clefish says Mayor Barrett isn't prepared to take over the state's top job.
Tom Barrett is polling down, and he doesn't have an economic development plan, and he doesn't have a budget plan.
On the other side, you have Jim Palmer of the Professional Police Association, which supports Mayor Barrett. Palmer says Governor Walker is spending lots of money to keep his job.
Last report I saw, Governor Walker is outspending Tom Barrett by 8-1. Now, I believe the get-out-the-vote effort that you're seeing for those supporting Tom Baird is historic and it's massive, and I think that'll make up the difference, but time will tell.
Time will tell, and that time has arrived. Again, today is the recall election. Scott Walker, just the third seated governor in U.S. history to face such an election. Now, here's something else that will matter to you.
Are you taking pills for male enhancement? How much are you paying per pill? $18? More?
If you're paying $18 per pill, you're getting taken to the cleaners. What if I said we had one for less than $2 per pill, guaranteed to deliver real results? Skeptical? Before you pay even a penny per pill, to prove it works, we'll send you a full-size supply of Bravado absolutely risk-free. Call this toll-free number now, 1-800-940-5467. Bravado is one of the safest male enhancement pills available because each capsule contains natural ingredients that will safely increase your libido fast. It'll boost your confidence in the bedroom and even give your partner a more satisfying experience. To get a full-size supply of Bravado absolutely risk-free, call now, 1-800-940-5467. Stop paying for expensive male enhancement pills. Pick up the phone and get a full-size supply of Bravado risk-free. Call 1-800-940-5467. That's a 30-day risk-free trial at 1-800-940-5467.
On Wall Street, a mixed day for the market following those big losses last Friday. The Dow off 17 points yesterday to 12,101. S&P up a fraction of a point. NASDAQ with a 13-point gain. Oil prices up 75 cents, finishing at $83.98 a barrel. Dozens of TSA workers in hot water, suspended, and another five have been fired after allegedly failing to perform random screenings in Fort Myers, Florida. TSA officials say it's the largest action ever taken against staffers in its 10-year existence. The passengers were screened, but apparently no additional random checks were performed over a two-month period at Southwest Florida International Airport. And finally, if I said the Transit of Venus, what would you think that was? A new adults-only show of some kind? No, it's a celestial event. In fact, it's a twice-in-a-lifetime event, and this will be your last chance in this lifetime to see it. And it happens today. The transit of Venus refers to the planet Venus passing directly in front of the sun. When is this going to happen exactly? Good question for the curator of the Griffith Observatory in Los Angeles, Laura Danley.
It will start here in Los Angeles just after 3 o'clock. And in fact, the sun will set just after 8.
Now again, that's Pacific time. Those living in that time zone will get to see most of the transit before the sun sets. The event begins at 6:09 p.m. Eastern time, which means those on the East Coast will see less of it. Danley also reminds us to wear something such as those extra dark welder's goggles to view this. Do not look directly at the sun without eyewear protection. Safer way to do it is the live stream on the NASA website. Now, we mentioned this is really a twice-in-a-lifetime event. Let's talk about that.
They come in pairs. We had one in 2004, and now here's this one in 2012. But now we have to wait 105 years for the next one, and then 8 years later, there will be another.
So, that's the deal. The transit of Venus, not like your local transit authority. You miss this bus, and you won't see another one coming down the road until 2117. And I'll bet it's a few minutes late when it does arrive. I'm David Weiss. That's the news that matters.
500 new business cards. That's 500 first impressions.
At Staples, we know your business printing is important.
30 copies of a killer proposal. 30 yeses to a career-changing deal.
So Staples certified print pros make sure it's perfect.
One new store sign, thousands of new shoppers.
Great business printing can be the difference between making a sale and missing one. For a limited time, buy 200 instant business cards and get 200 free. Order in-store or at staples.com/instant. Staples Instant Printing. Get it made today. Staples. That was easy.